it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Central Bucks School Board has voted to fire its superintendent and a principal over a report on abuse in a classroom. Superintendent Steve Yanni and Jamison Elementary School principal Dave Heineman have been on leave for months now. School board member Jim Pepper, who says his child was a victim of the abuse, praised the decision to fire them.
It was, without question, the right thing to do to terminate both of these men.
The abuse allegations came to light last year when a whistleblower reported a teacher and an aide were abusing students in an autistic support classroom. Investigations conducted by both Disability Rights Pennsylvania and the school district found Yanni and other administrators misled parents and police about the ongoing abuse and failed to file proper reports. Michelle Henry told partners at NBC 10 that Michael Henry says his child was a student in that classroom, and he thinks there's more we don't know.
We'll never officially know everything that happened, and that's going to be the thing that kind of sticks with me forever.
Yanni has previously said he was the target of inaccurate information and vowed to regain his good name and reputation. He's accepted a new position with Northwood Academy Charter School in Philadelphia.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.